Would you? We are all in the same.
We agree, but all we are seeing is it is worse with the believer.
Oh, amen to that. Amen to that.
Because the unbeliever is sinful and he's acting according to his nature. He sins because he's a sinner.
So we have
been brought into a new life. We have become a new creation. And as John always presents the absolute position.
Yes. Just to read.
The thought I was just wanting to bring to us is that verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, it tells us how we ought to walk in the light. We walk in the light as he is in the light. And therefore, we have fellowship one with another. And our fellowship actually is as we fellowship with him, or fellowship with one another will be there one with another. And that can only happen as we walk in the light as he is in the light. The light exposes everything. And if I'm walking sinfully, I'm not walking as he is in the light. I'm walking differently. And therefore, there is not the fellowship. But my walk has to be in the light as he is in the light.
I have a question. What is the... It says God is light, but it says he is in the light. Is that... I don't understand. But is there a difference? God is light, but God is in the light at the same time? Is that different light? Because I heard earlier that there's a difference between light as just that which reveals, because we know God knows everything and sees everything, and God's nature as being light and holiness. So, what is he saying?
Sami, you have to open that up for me. Make the distinction again.
Well, it says God is light. But then it says, verse 7, we walk in the light as he is in the light. What does that mean?
Before we get there, I want to read one verse. And then after we answer that. So, brethren, remember Sami's question. In Psalm 139, and verse 7. Whether shall we go from the Spirit? Whether shall we flee from His presence? From thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. That's the grave. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness as the light are both alike to thee. So there is no distinction with God in relation to these things when it comes to, as Brother John was saying, if it's the sin or the sin. But we underscore that when one is brought into the light, it is expected of the person to reflect the nature of things into which you have been brought. But in verse 7, he says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship. This is now the saying to which you have been brought. And what it does, it have a cleansing effect. This fellowship reveals what is wrong. And when it reveals what is wrong, we find we adjust ourselves to that which is not in keeping with the light, and it have its cleansing effect. And on what grounds then will that which is not of the light be judged? It will be judged based on the finished work of Christ. God has dealt with that. So it is really not only so much what is in him now, but in the sphere in which we walk.
You might say, Brother Sam, that his very nature, God is light. But earlier, Brother Lloyd read a verse from 1 Timothy chapter 6, where he dwells in an unapproachable light. That is to say, everything that surrounds the blessed God, where in his very nature he is God, yet everything else as well that surrounds God, the sphere, if I can put it that way, is all light. So you can say he dwells in unapproachable light. And when you talk about the blessed God, he is in the light, because everything that is to God is light. So I would like to approach it in that way as well, just to bring the verse from 1 Timothy 6.
And that would speak of his absolute holiness and his glory. That is what God is. And therefore, as we walk in the light, it has to be in the sense of the holiness and the righteousness of Christ. That is where we are walking, and later on we have our responsibility brought in. But the responsibility is that we are walking according as he walked.
I just wondered if the emphasis of this, because it began with light, is not the blessed and wonderful privilege that we have been brought into in Christ Jesus. And therefore, the light here is not as the Israelites, as they were at Mount Horeb, where they feared God. I don't mean reverential fear, they just terror. They were in terror of God. They didn't want God to speak to them. They were fearful. The mountain burning with fire. This is not the setting. This is a setting of nearness and what grace has brought us into. And I think we see this is a very blessed, positive privilege that we have. It changes our perspective on this light. And we should value as saints the reality that if something's exposed in my life, I can be thankful that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses me from every sin. And the closer we get to the source, the more it will manifest these things. And it shouldn't be seen as a negative thing. It should be seen that's a positive thing. Because it's bringing us closer in the enjoyment of this fellowship.
But it's the same God that appeared at Mount Horeb, with
right.
all of
right.
his holiness that the mountain shook.
Right.
It's the same God that now have judged sin in Christ, and that's why we have the grace to approach. But I think was said earlier, Christianity does not reduce the holiness of God. As a matter of fact, the believer that had come to appreciate what Christ have done for him would even fear God more and not. Yeah, we know the terror of the Lord. We persuade man. So it's there still. God is God where he is. And walking in the light, if I bring two examples of the Old Testament to review that. If you get a transparent and you put it on a projector and you have a little dark dot in it and you have that big shining light, you used to have it in the projector, you have that big light. A little dust in there, when you put it on the screen, it shows in there. Right? It just magnifies the thing, and that's what it is. It's a little dust, and man doesn't see it, but when it is exposed in the light of God, and that's why, as we have heard, when a believer doesn't walk right, it's, again, if you judge things from God's perspective, it's horrible, it's really bad. Because again, that light makes that little dust big, ugly thing on a white screen. Look at Joseph in the Old Testament, a young man, nobody's around, but he was walking in the light. So when sin came to him, not once, sometimes you think it was only one time thing, it was persistent, day in and day out. He said, nobody's around? Maybe some would think if I am sitting at home at my computer and nobody's around, just remember, you're walking in the light.
Amen.
You could click on and look at, and he said, nobody's around, nobody's watching anything, nobody's seeing anything. You are in the light. And imagine now if there's a really big searching light on you and everybody is, we have heard, watching you. What are you seeing? What are you looking? What are you surfing? You walk in the light. And Joseph said, I'm going to run away from this. I'm not going to click one more time on it. I am running away. David thought, well, nobody's seeing what I'm going to do. It's dark. I'm going to hide it up. As a matter of fact, I have enough clout to cover it up. God is a righteous God.
Yes,
even King David, a man after God's own heart, when he messed it up and he did not walk in the light, he was exposed. And it's a lesson to all of us. If we keep that in mind all the time, walking in the light, even when it's midnight and it's dark out there, even when you are in your room and nobody's around and everybody's sleeping and you're surfing the net, you are in the light and you could not participate in the works of darkness.